Corruption. Corruption has been a problem for many centuries. It has altered the state of politics since the creation of government itself. Although corruption is rampant in today's time, it was on a greater national scale in the 1870s to the 1880s. The corruption that plagued national politics started with the spoils system. The spoils system, as you all know, is a practice where a political party, after winning an election, gives government jobs to its voters, friends, and or relatives as rewards for working towards their victory. This system was first used by none other than President Andrew Jackson. Another system that is correlated to the spoils system that was also present in the 1880s and the 1870s on a local level basis was the boss system. This is where positions were based on material rewards, such as jobs, lodging, extra foods, and for immigrants, a means of socialism. This was referred to as the political machine, and is present even now. Another type of corruption is corruption in the judicial branch. This occurs through the spoils system. If someone were to commit a crime such as murder, and the killer knows the judge and or pays him well, the man will get away on a clean slate without going into jail or have any sort of consequences. Corruption in the judicial branch leads to downfall, simply meaning government downfall. Since this action is unlawful and easy to get away with the government could possibly collapse, completely leading to government downfall. Lastly, to explain government downfall, the question comes up, what is the huge main cause of it? Well, it is corruption in national politics, already involving corruption in the judicial branch and the spoils system. But in general, corruption leads to government downfall because the more unlawful corruption, the more the government gets weak and gets broken down because of political members of government taking part in corruptive acts, not caring about the citizens, and not caring about the government. Eventually, when many government members take part in corruption, the government will head to its downfall in an economic and social way.